Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Yesterday we discussed Rechitza, so just to point out, yes, according to the minhag is not to wash one's eyes on Yom Kippur, even when they wake up in the morning, unless you have your fingers just damp, or you have like crust or some, you know, mucus or something there, then you're allowed to clean that out. And you are allowed to wash for refuah purposes. It's just for ta'anug, it's a problem. So if you have a scrape, a wound or something, for sure it's mutter to wash it with soap, whatever. And if you're treating patients, for sure you should use alcohol or water and soap. Okay. That's okay. Today, Taf Resh Yud Dalet. Dine sicha uneilat hasandal. Okay, so anointing or leather shoes. Aleph. We'll see, is it just leather? Aleph. Asur lasuch hafilu miktzat gufo. Okay, so that one of the chamisha inuyim is we're not allowed to anoint oneself. Right, that's with oils, perfumes, any part of your body. Vafilu enu ela havir hazuama. Here, even if it's just for perspiration reasons, that's not a good enough reason. We learned it could be a good enough reason for rechitza, but not for sicha. About im hu chole. It is for sicha. I don't know. I don't remember. I know for rechitza it is. So I think it's the same halachos. But okay, deodorant. Everyone said is okay because that's to stop perspiration. Deodorant is not sicha. Some are machmer for deodorant with a scented, but mikardin, deodorant is not a problem.
On Yom Kippur
as well. It's to stop perspiration. It is not, it's not, okay. Aval im hu chole, I'm sure there's other opinions, but aval im hu chole, afilo ein bo sakana. Now, if someone is sick, even no sakana whatsoever, Osheishlo chatatin barosho, or you have some kind of sores or something on your head, then mutar, then it's mutar, because you're not doing it for enjoyment, you're doing it because it's for refuah. Anytime it's for refuah, that's not a problem. Okay. Okay, let's go on. And just point out, we're talking about. When we talk about putting anointments, it's because it's also Yom Kippur is also like Shabbos. So if it's refuah, then it's a problem. But if it's, I mean, any ointment, any moisturizing cream that people, healthy, normally people use during the year, even if it's only during the winter, then that's called like a ma'achalbari, that's healthy and that's normal. You're allowed to use that. If it's cream that only sick people would use, so then that's called refuah. So just
on Shabbos.
So that there's two issues. So here, on Yom Kippur, there's an issue of Shabbos, refuah, and there's also an issue of one of the inuyim. So if you're chole, there's no inuy issue for a sicha, and it just has to be with something that is normal for healthy people, because otherwise you have a problem of hilcha Shabbos, which applies to Yom Kippur.
I'm assuming it's liquid and not a cream.
So most poskim, I believe, say you're allowed to put cream in your skin if it's absorbed. What's usher is if you put like a Vaseline and you smear it nicely and you have a thin layer on top of your skin and you're smearing it. That's memareach. But just to take moisturizing cream, many say that's not a problem. So, but okay. That's more of a Hilcha Shabbos issue. Bet. Asur lin ol sandal o min al shel or. It's asur to put on shoes or sandals if they are leather. Okay, if it's made from leather. Mishnah Berurah says the standard explanation for sandal is if it's, again, they had different types of shoes and sandals than we have nowadays. So there, when it says, in Chazal, when it says a sandal, that's referring to hard leather. And when it says in min'al, it's referring to soft leather. But otherwise, I'm not sure if they differentiate the same way we differentiate when we say the word sandals and shoes. Okay, so anyway, so if it's leather, so that's when it's a problem. Many of the post-scheme, most of the post-scheme in Lamaisa say it's the only time, again, it's a machloket rishonim, But Lamaisa, the only time leather shoes are a problem is if it's made out of leather. If you want to wear any kind of other synthetic cloth shoes, so Mikar Din, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim, and Achronim, the ones that we generally we follow, Mikar Din, it's 100% mutter. However, Rambam, others, and some say that all shoes that are comfortable are aser. Only the thin type of, you know, real thin rubber, if it's a thin sole and you're going to feel the pebbles, that's what's mutter. But all other regular shoes that are comfortable are aser, just like leather. So that's the Rambam, some Rishonim. And so some Achronim say it's good to be a machmer like that as well. Okay, so I don't know. When you pick which shoes you're going to wear for Yom Kippur, maybe have that in mind. Okay, let's go on to... Let's keep reading. We left off. Okay, afilu kav hakiteya v'chayotze bo. Even if a person doesn't have... It's like a synthetic foot or shoe. A person's missing his foot and you wear that on the bottom. So even that, since that's supporting your leg... Prosthetic. There you go, prosthetic. So then, afilu shel eitz umechupe, or even if it's completely made out of leather, but it's wood, but it's covered in leather, that's also a problem. Once it's covered, it becomes also a problem. Asur, it's asur. But the poskim say, just if it's like a little symbol that's made out of leather, that's sewn on top of it, that's not a problem. Or many say if it's just a thin little strap just to hold your foot in, that's also not a problem because it's not the main part of the shoe and that's not what's giving you comfort. You're not using it really, it's just to hold in your foot. So that's, many say that's okay if it's just a thin strap. Aval, shalgemi, if it's made of, I don't know, some kind of other material, rubber or shalkash, some kind of straw, or shall beged, it's cloth, or shall shar minim, any other material, right? That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch lehalacha, mutar afilu latzeit behem l'rishus harabim. You're allowed to wear them on Yom Kippur. For sure, it's not a problem of one of the chamisha inuyim, and it's also not a problem to wear them in rishus harabim. We don't say it's like carrying because it's not a real regular shoe. A regular shoe in those days was always leather, so we don't call it carrying. We still call it a regular shoe, and it's not a problem. And it's mutter to stand on, let's say you have a rug or a pillow made out of leather, that's not a problem, that's not an ilat sandal, that's not what chazal or asru, only or asru, only shoes, so that's not a problem. Of course there's a discussion, so a machmer is good, but that's not the mikar din lahalacha. Okay. And some, what was that?
Opposed to Tisha B'Av, where it's an Indian to avoid that comfort.
Okay. And then, Mishnah Berurah also just points out, in particular, when it comes to standing on pillows, some Achronim say Beferush, like the Prichadash, my Radbaz, my Gein Avram, you don't even have to worry about walking on leather shoes. There's not even much of an inyan to be machmer, or there's none. So that's a machloket. Oh, pillows, leather pillows. Oh my gosh, leather pillows. Okay, gimel. Thank you. Hachaya kol shloshim yom muteret lin olet a sandal. Now, chaya. So this is someone who is pregnant. So she's for no. She just gave birth. She just gave birth. Kol shloshim yom muter lin olet sandal v'achol echayotze ba af al pi she'ein bo sakana. Anyone who's a chola that has even has no sakana, v'chen mi she'yesh lo makah b'ragla, or a person has an injury to and a wound to his leg, so all these cases they are allowed to wear leather shoes like usual. Okay. All right, and we say cold is unhealthy for them, and it's not a problem.
Okay. Does it apply today?
Yeah, applies today too. Sure. Maybe you should get, maybe where you live, it's better to be machmer, but nowadays you have comfortable synthetic shoes, but really it's halacha didn't change. And there is a question if you should say a bracha. It's brought down in the poskim. Shasali kol tzarki. So most say that the halacha is you still say the bracha like usual.
The question is every day do you say the bracha if you're wearing synthetic shoes?
Right, every day it's a bit of a question. But anyway, so that's the clear halacha. Most poskim say you are allowed to say it, but there are a slew of Sephardic poskim in particular, I think based on the Arizal, the Chida, Ben Ishchai, who say never to say Shasali Kol Tzarki on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Because it's more of a reason I'll pisod, but it's not the day, because that bracha is really intended for when you put on your shoes. And it's not appropriate for this day. But since normally we say brachos al minag ha'olam and everyone's wearing shoes, even other shoes, according to how we paskin. So, okay. Chazan Ovadia says to say the bracha. This is generally more of a pshat, less sod posik. But okay, different opinions. Dalit. Mutar kol adam lin ol sandal machmat akrab v'chayot sebo kadei shelo yishchenu. Now, if you're afraid that there's scorpions and whatever is going to bite you along the way, then everyone says you're allowed to wear leather shoes. Of course, until you get to your destination. Once you get indoors and there's no more scorpions, you have to take off your shoes right away. That's im mitzuyim sham akrabim odvarim hanoshchim. That's if it's in a place where you know it might be dangerous. It's reasonable, it's normal, so then that's when you wear leather shoes. V'im yardu geshamim, v'rotze leilech lebeito mebeit ha'knesset lehefech v'istinis. Also, if you're traveling and it's raining outside, you don't want to get your shoes all wet, your feet all wet, a bit of an istinis. I think most of us are like that nowadays. And so then mutar lin ol min alav ad shemagia limkomo. So then you're allowed to wear leather shoes until you reach your place. In order so that your shoes don't, right? So that your feet don't get wet and muddy. That's also brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Also, if you're going to, I remember Rabbi Stefanski always talks about a story when he went to a shul wearing socks, and when he went into the bathroom, after he put his foot down on the floor, he realized it was flooded. And that was very not enjoyable experience. So if you know you're going into a bathroom that's wet on the floor, you're definitely allowed to wear leather shoes if that's what you have, or any shoes. Same ideas over here. All right? It's for the purposes of not having ta'anug. It's not when you're going to get yourself muddy or dirty. That's really in all the poskim. Okay. There is such a kula by Avelus, not to wear, that you're allowed to wear leather shoes when you go into public, because the goyim might deride you or look at you and say things inappropriately. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, since it might be a deraisa, right, the chamishach inuyim, it's a question of exactly if it's a din deraisa or din derabanan. But the post can generally say on Yom Kippur we have to be machmer, not to wear leather shoes, just because of what the goyim does. Okay. Tav resh tet vav. Yom Kippurim asur b'tashmish hamita. Okay, marital relations is asur. Aleph. Yom Kippurim asur b'tashmish hamita. Yom Kippur is asur to have marital relations. V'asur liga b'ishto ki'ilu hi nida. And it's also asur to touch one's wife as if she's a nida. V'chen asur lishon im ishto b'mita. And it's also asur to sleep with her in the same bed. And these halachos apply day and night. Okay. As far as let's see, some of the harchakas don't apply. Let's say necessarily sitting on her bed, and as far as handing things from one to another, that's a machlokas. I know Chazan Ovadia says it's mutter. I know by Ashkenazi poskim I've seen it's a big machloket. He says Chazan Ovadia says only b'makom hatzarech. So I know this comes up a lot, or it comes up with Mila, when there's a baby, a new baby's born, and you're always handing off the baby. especially by a milah when it's letzorach mitzvah. So then some poskim say it's mutter, and some say it's better to do it through somebody else. Okay. I think we're at the bet. Okay. Haro'eh keri b'lil yom kippurim yid'ag kol hashana. So now if a person sees a seminal flow on Yom Kippur night, he should be worried his whole life, I mean that whole year, kol hashana, if he's going to make it that year. Because, that's the Gemara, and Rashi explains, it's almost like when a servant comes to pour, it's like we have that by Sukkos. You come to serve your Rebbe, your master, with a cup of water. He takes it and pours it right on your face or in front of you. And it's the same idea here, because we're using the Chamisha Inuyim to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he's taking something that's related to one of them. And he's basically saying, I'm not really interested in, or I'm not so happy with you, I'm not so interested in you right now. And so therefore he has to worry. But v'im alta lo shana muvtach lo shehu ben ha'olam haba. But if he makes it for the year, then he knows he's going to get an olam haba. Because the fact that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't so happy with him, he still survived the year. That means he has enough zechuyos that kept him alive for the year, and therefore you know you're going to have enough zechuyos to also enter olam haba. So and if it happens to someone, the poskim say it's the main ideal tikkun is limud haTorah, and hopefully this chus haTorah will keep you alive for the year. The Mishnah Berurah points out, and just remember, the ikar limud of Torah is in order to be mekayim. It's when you learn the halacha, or when you learn a sugya bi'iyun, you end up with the halacha. Okay. Okay, let's go on to Taf Resh Tet Zayin, Haktanim, Matay Yatchilu. Okay, Matay Yatchilu, Lihitanot, to fast. So Aleph, Hatinokot, so children, Mutarim b'chol elu, chutz mine'ila tasandal, she'ein choshishim kolkach im lo yinalu. Pause. Okay. So children, they're allowed to wear, they're allowed to do all the chamisha yinuyim. We're not machmer but the chamisha yinuyim, except for leather shoes. Because we're not so worried about them with wearing leather shoes. Haga, and I'll just point out, Lamaisa, nowadays, they're allowed to do the chamisha yinuyim. We're allowed to bathe them and give them and anoint them, but leather shoes we don't let them wear.
The exception of leather shoes.
Leather shoes is the exception.
Okay, got it.
Now nowadays the poskim point out it's kind of went hafuch, the opposite. Nowadays we're not so worried about bathing them, and so therefore the minhag is for all communities it's aser. But when it comes to leather shoes, so there's some discussion if leather shoes changed, but nowadays with modern synthetic shoes, I'm pretty sure everyone would, most would agree that leather shoes are also a problem. Al chamisha yinuyim are a problem for kids nowadays. Haga, umut, well, but not, obviously not eating. Eating is not the problem. All ages, unless they're dirty. Minhag is we don't bathe any kids on Yom Kippur unless they're dirty, and we don't put on leather shoes. All ages.
Except eating.
Sorry. Haga. Oh, right. Not all of the inuyim apply to the children. Mevin yavin. Haga. Yes. Haga. Mutar lomar lenochri lo rochtan lesuchan, but you are allowed to have a goy. Beidam, avala achilam, afilu biyadayim shari. But Jews, we are allowed to feed them biyadayim. We're allowed to put it in their mouth. In fact, we're supposed to. We want to feed them. And the poskim point out, even by a goy, he's allowed to heat up the water and bathe them with hot water. But nowadays, again, we're generally machmer with the bathing. Okay, unless, of course, they're dirty or they're sick and whatever. Let's see. Let's do bet. Katan Habari. Now, anytime you have children who are healthy, Ben Tish, so we're going to see, it's always Aser to have them fast, but let's read a little more detail. A Katan who's healthy, Ben Tisha Shanim Shlemos, Uben Eser Shanim Shlemos, either 9 or 10 years old, depends how, you know, how strong and healthy, and or you know, basically how strong they are. So 9 or 10 years old, that's when it starts, Minchan Chin Oto L'Sha'ot. You start making them fast. By it's called L'Sha'ot for hours. Basically, whatever they normally eat in the morning, you add an extra hour. You make them fast an hour, basically, extra in the morning. That's really what it comes to. Ketzad, Aya Ragil Echol B'Shtei Sha'ot Bayom, Achlin Oto B'Shalosh. If they normally eat 2 hours into the morning, you make them, like, let's say, we'll call that, I don't know, 7 o'clock. So you make them wait until 8 o'clock if they can. Hayah ragil echol b'shalosh. If they normally wait till 8, machin until, but if you eat, you wait the 4th hour at 9 o'clock. Just as an example, you add an extra hour. Lefi koach habein mosifin la'anot oto b'shalot. It also depends a little bit on the koach of the ben, exactly how much extra time you make them go. V'hu adin l'ketana abriya, and it makes no difference, boys and girls. Ben achat esrei ben zachar. Ben Zachar Ben Nekeva, once the child is 11 years old, boy or girl, mit anin umashlimi medivrei sofrim kedei lechancha b'mitzvot. So once they hit 11, again, doesn't matter boy or girl, even though bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah is 2 different ages, they midarabanan, we have them fast, starting from age 11, the full day, if they're able to. However, well, let's read the Ramah, we're going to see that's not the halacha l'maisa. Haga, and some say, no, we don't make them fast at all until they reach a full bar mitzvah 13 or bat mitzvah 12. They don't fast, they never fast the entire day. You just do l'sha'ot. And we should be somech on them for someone who's more on the weak side. But the poskim point out, it's also Mishnah Berurah, Chazan Ovadia, Sholma Zalman. Nowadays, we don't want the children to fast until they are a full bar and bat mitzvah. Even though their age, whatever, a few months to go till their bar bat mitzvah, we do not encourage them. We try not to let them fast. Okay. Let's see. All right, and there's no iser to give children food to eat, right? We know that sometimes there's it's called sfiya, or we don't actually give children things that are aser to eat, but that doesn't apply over here because it's mutter. It's not a davar iser. The food is kosher. It's 100% mutter for them to eat, and there's no din chinuch for them to fast beyond l'sha'ot. So therefore, it's mutter. Everyone agrees 100% mutter. Freedom be a dime. Rav Karelitz even says you can even feed them lachadchila sweets on Yom Kippur. You don't have to make; doesn't have to be dry bread. Bread and water. So that's not the halacha, and you don't have to even hold back. And the halacha is you don't even hold back, and you give them whatever they need to eat. You don't say, well, they need just a few beitzas to eat, otherwise they might get sick and die. No. You give them, you let them eat full, and you don't worry about it. That's pretty much all the poskim say, except for the Minchas Chinuch says you have to give them only the bare minimum, but that's not the halacha. Okay, let's go on. Haga, we read that. V'yesh lismo chalayu ben no, v'chol makom shemachan chinoto ba'achila machan chinoto berachitza v'sicha. And here the Rama writes, and whenever we're machanchin with them when it comes to food, we also machanchin them with rechitza and sicha. So l'sha'ot means l'sha'ot, but nowadays we're machmer for the whole day anyway. Once they reach bar bat mitzvah, right, age 12 or 13, and sheheviyo shtei sa'arot, and they bring 2 pubic hairs, harei hem kegedolim l'chol mitzvot u'mashlimim min ha'Torah. So then they're 100% gedolim in every sense. About imlo heviyo shtei sa'arot, but if they didn't bring 2 hairs. So then, adayin ketanim him, we consider them 100% ketanim, well, not 100%, let me explain. Ve'eino mashlimin, ela midivrei sofrim. So once they do hit the age of 12 and 13, of course, we do make them fast, right? Unless, of course, they feel like they're sick and they can't. We do make them fast, but it's only medivrei sofrim because they don't have two pubic hairs, and also because we're afraid that maybe they got the pubic hairs and they fell out. Anyways, haga, v'afilo hu rach v'kachush tzarich l'hashlim, even though he's weak, he has to fast. The chayshinan shema nashru asaral, because we're afraid maybe they fell out. Katan shehu pachot mi ben teisha ein me'aninoto b'yom kippur, shekidei shelo yavo lidei sakana. But below 9, so then we for sure are not mechanchim them even hours at all. Right? We're afraid for sakana. Haga, afilu im rotze lahachmer al atzmo. Even if he wants to be machmer, mochin biyado. We tell him you're not allowed to. All right, I think we'll stop there.